is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you are staying dry. If you're not staying dry, I hope you're making money. Hope you're keeping warm. Maybe somebody's keeping you warm. If nobody's keeping you warm, find somebody to keep you warm. Well, maybe you want to be by yourself. That's good, too. I'm here with you. You don't got to worry about that. And I'll be here for one more hour in frozen, cold, slippery as I look out the window. Man. Hickey, just text me 40 minutes after the show. Make sure I'm not in the emergency room, okay?
Yeah, if anything like getting home like it was coming in, I'm nervous for you.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the snow and I'm looking at ice in the street. Pathetic. Anyway, I'll be here for one more hour before I hit the ER because of the snow and ice. Anyway, we've had a busy day. They didn't go to the ER. They went to the Hall of Fame. CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner, Ichiro Suzuki. The newest members heading into Cooperstown. Good for them. No Alex Rodriguez, no Manny Ramirez. What a shock. Andy Hickey, how the hell is Andy Pettit still on a ballot? Is this his last year, Andy Pettit? You got to be kidding me.
Didn't he retire like 2011? Am I missing something?
I don't know. I keep looking. I'm like, Andy Pettit? Why is his name mentioned? I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a moment. Coaching carousel in the NFL. It's not moving along. You know, Ben Johnson was hired yesterday by the Bears and the New York Jets, a chat with Aaron Glenn. Kevin O'Connell, he got himself a contract extension with the Minnesota Vikings. He's a miracle worker. Liam Cohen, that's a name that's not getting bandied about a lot. You think about the offense, the potent offense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, especially with Chris Godwin going down. He was the offensive coordinator for the Bucs. It appears that he might be the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Think about the Jaguars, head coach of the, or former head coach of the New York Jets, Rob Saleh. He's been getting a couple of looks with the Jags. That is also a job. I would say run away. Brian Schottenheimer having an interview this afternoon with the Dallas Cowboys. He was the offensive coordinator. Why not just move him over, I guess? Jerry Jones wants to just beat up on another underling. Why the hell not? And we've had a busy show here as well, talking about all the action last night from the college football playoff. Now that it's over, what can we expect over the next several months? Thank you to Pete Futek from collegefootballnews.com. And thank you to Tim May from lettermanroad.com, covering all things Ohio State. And it was music to my ears to hear Pete Futek say next year is going to be all about Arch Manning. I'm ready. I am ready. Arch Manning for the, I don't know what he's going to do, but Arch Manning for the Heisman, Arch Manning, make him the number one pick in the draft, Arch Manning everything, please. Had enough of Quinn Ewers. It's Manning time. Hickey, can you, this might be Manning overload. Not that we will see it because, I mean, why would a bum-ass team be on Monday Night Football? Could you imagine us having a Manning cast with a Manning on the field?
You can call that Manning Mania.
Manning Mania. Vince McMahon would love that, but he's kind of banned from just anything, right?
Everything. He's not allowed to go anywhere. Such how he looks. That new look is...
Oh, he looks like a supervillain.
Yeah, that's...
Can Vince McMahon even go? Can he sit front row at WWE? Do they want him? No, right?
Probably not.
He can't go to a football. Well, what else does he do in life? All he does is wrestling. What the hell is he doing? What is
he doing? Got a lot of money to sit on, spend it somehow.
You think? That guy, he's like, that's like if you took the Cowboys away from Jerry Jones. What would he be doing?
Well, I won't say what initially came to my head. I'll just say the second one, which is probably sitting on a yacht crying.
I don't think Vince McMahon is on a yacht. He thinks he's dreaming about wrestling and steroids, right?
Dream out sweaty men in tights wrestling each other.
Well, if you read, did you read that lawsuit that woman had against him? Oh my God.
I did. He had a lot of dreams.
Hey, he seems like he might have allegedly made some of those disgusting dreams a reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those sick fantasies that were on television, they weren't just, acting gigs. But anyway, how do we talk about Vince McMahon now? How do we get here?
Manning on Manning on Manning for the Manning Mania Manning cast, and how Vince McMahon's probably eating that up and seeing dollar bills in his dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. If only his dreams didn't include The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then Hulk Hogan, I guess, in tights and needles. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Man, the rest of the side, we're going to talk college football, and we're going to get into the coaches, of course. We're going to end this show by going through a few things that took place this day in sports history. History made this evening as we were live on the air, and we learned about the latest inductees into the Hall of Fame for baseball. Congratulations to Billy Wagner for making it in. Now the ninth reliever in baseball history, full-time reliever to get in. CC Sabathia making it into the Hall, former Cy Young Award winner. And then to the shock of no one, absolutely no one, this man. Take a listen, courtesy of MLB Network.
Our first electee was a 10-time Major League All-Star, a 10-time Gold Glove Award winner, and a 2-time American League batting champion, becoming the 30th member of the 3,000-hit club over 19 seasons with the Seattle Mariners, New York Yankees, and Florida Marlins. Today, Ichiro Suzuki becomes a member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He came to Seattle in 2001 after winning 7 Pacific League batting titles with the Oryx Blue Wave of Nippon Professional Baseball and immediately made a major impact.
Yeah, he made a major impact, except for with one voter today. There was one voter who decided not to vote Ichiro Suzuki in as a Hall of Famer. One guy. And that one guy kept Ichiro from being the second player voted in unanimously. And if he were to be voted in, he would have joined Mariano Rivera. Terrible, awful, disgusting, stupid. Whoever this guy is a dummy. I don't get it. And it's all anonymous. We don't know. Ichiro Suzuki, one of the greatest players that we've ever seen, hit a baseball. MLB Network, his own teammates noted how meticulous he was. Like, he's like a machine. He was a robot. Listen to this.
Ichiro, there was a time there where he got to the ballpark at the same exact time for 4 years. The incredible consistency. We knew exactly where he was at any time of the day.
He was all out from the minute he got there. He took batting practice every day. He shagged balls in the outfield every day. He threw to bases every day. Everything that could possibly happen in a major league game, he practiced full tilt to prepare for that.
Man, I guess you got to be maniacal, right? Ichiro Suzuki probably woke up at 7 a.m., 6 a.m., doesn't matter how long the game was the night before, took a shower at 6:05, put on his clothes at 6:15, I don't know. He made the same breakfast every morning at 6:20, had the same cup of coffee at 6:30, got in his car at exactly 7 a.m., went to the gym, swung a bat, went back and took another shower. I don't know. Guess you got to be maniacal to be good at your job. Hitting a baseball is not easy. Congratulations, Ichiro, CC Sabathia, and Billy Wagner for making it in to the Hall of Fame. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, no A-Rod, no Andrew Jones, no Ian Kinsler. Yes, Ian Kinsler was on the eligible list. No Troy Tulowitzki. Some of these names Russell Martin, I just got to shake my head at. Todd is here from Maryland. Apparently, in the last break, he did not get abducted by aliens. He's here with us. Todd, you're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up?
Hey, brother, you there, JR?
Yeah, that would be me. I hope so.
Okay, buddy. That's cool. If I could I hit rewind to go to the Hall of Fame?
Hold on a second. Hickey, how far back does he want me to rewind? 2 seconds?
I guess so. All right, we're around.
Go ahead, Todd.
Rewind. JR, of course, have you ever been to the Hall of Fame?
In Cooperstown?
Hold on, Todd.
Oh, my God, Todd. Jeez. Hickey, he got abducted by aliens. I know he did. Hey, Todd, turn you down. Turn the radio down. Turn it off. Just talk to me on the phone. What are we doing? Come on, Todd, do better. I've never been to Cooperstown. I'm from New York. I have no desire to go to that part. Hey, go ahead. Try again, Todd. Go ahead.
Is that?
Yes, I'm here. You are here. Okay, Todd. All right. I need a cigarette. Not only am I going to end up in the emergency room after I leave the studio, I've also had to experience Todd. 855-212-4227. Mike is here from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Jay? Are you doing all right, man? You staying out in this cold?
Man, the cold doesn't bother me, but busting my ass on the ice will.
At least you ain't abducted by aliens, right?
Well, listen, if I get abducted by aliens, I don't have to venture out onto the ice where I don't trust anybody.
Yeah, I hear you, man. The real field here in Birmingham is like 18, so I know you're freezing in Atlanta as well.
Listen, but, yeah, I'm built for it tough. I understand cold. But 18 degrees is okay. Let me know. It's different when it feels like negative 18. There's a difference.
Yeah, you from New York, so you used to it, man. I ain't used to it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so my point of calling is, so the big question about, you know, does the Big Ten own, you know, college football these days? I don't know, man. I go back 20 years, and I see 13 national championships out of the SEC, so that question is like kind of a moot point. The other thing I was going to get your take on is what do you think about Notre Dame? All right, so they play in the ACC in every other sport other than football.
Independent, yeah.
Right. So should they not be kind of pressured into, like, you know, come on, guys, you're going to either pick a conference or we're just not going to be playing.
Well, we heard James Franklin pitch a fit about that prior to their game. He said that it's not fair that they get the additional week off. Notre Dame will tell you, well, we can do what we want, and it's also a negative for us or a positive for us not to play in a conference game. And here they are in the national championship. I think if you go around, and there's a big fit about this all across the country pretty much, there is no uniformity. I mean, we just had this conversation with Pete Fuatek, and it kind of goes to the same thing that you were discussing as well. I agree with you. I mean, we played the clip from Paul Feinbaum earlier today. He's like, oh, man, the Big Ten is now running college football. Well, the Big Ten isn't traditionally what it used to be. It's just everything and all over the place. While the SEC is still the SEC, it just picked up a couple of teams from one team from Texas and one from Oklahoma. It's still primarily in the Southeast. That encompasses the same area. So I don't buy into all of that much. But we're not going to have any uniformity. As long as Notre Dame can make money hand over fist, as long as Notre Dame could make its own television contracts with NBC and they don't have to be bullied around by anybody, then I get it. Why would they want to be? But if I'm the other teams, of course I want to push it, but who's going to force it upon them?
Yeah, there's no rules. It's fair game right now. It's like the Wild West.
There are no rules for anything.
That's crazy, man.
It is. Hey, listen, it's a big old business, and they making money. Until they have to start paying the players, then people get even more ticked off, Mike.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting next year, but I appreciate it, man.
No, thank you. Mike calling from Birmingham. And shout out, say, snow on Bourbon Street? Hickey, could you imagine if this was Super Bowl week? Oh, my God.
I mean, I can only imagine. Well, you described how bad Atlanta is when it comes to snow and weather like that. I mean, I imagine New Orleans has to be 10 times worse.
Oh, man, I don't know. Do you just stay? Maybe the people in New Orleans are smarter enough to just stay home. I don't know. I know here people think that, oh, my God, it's ice. I can drive on it. And like, no, you can't go 70 miles per hour on a patch of ice. You dumbass. You can't do that. You're not built for that. Your car's not built for that. It's like, no, I don't care what you drive. Hickey, by the way, I wasn't joking. I was worried that a car was going to swerve into me on the street. They were just going, man. I had to take a step back away from the curb. I'm like, what are these people doing? Some people drove real slow, understandably so. And then you had other people just driving like Disney on ice. Like, you can't do this.
Is it hubris? Is it lack of common sense? Is it just, hey, this is once in a million, so I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just going to drive?
I think in a general sense, let's just say this, all over the country, I think people underestimate how dangerous it is to be in a vehicle going at a high speed. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Like, you can go 90 in your car. I've done it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm a saint. You can go 90 in your car. I ain't going 90 in my car just zigging and zagging through traffic because you could kill somebody. Like, that's just crazy to do. We got people who do it. And it's just like, do you understand? One wrong move can end your damn life. And that's part of it. People don't understand their mortality. And then when it comes to ice, and when you've never driven on it or never driven in or on snow, and you just go, oh, I can do it. And then you get stuck and you just have no idea. So I get it. I've grown up my whole life watching people get snuck in blizzards of snow. And just to see a couple of inches not be removed and you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to go uphill or downhill or turn a corner or what to do when you slide. It's no different than hydroplaning, you know, on a highway. It's just, it sucks. It's a combination of it all, Hickey. And it's like everything else. If you ain't used to it, you're just going to think, oh, I can go do it. It's just, it's bad, man. It's bad. Yeah, much love to everybody out here dealing with this crazy weather. I think every part of the country, for the most part, is dealing with crazy, crazy weather. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about some crazy decisions that might be getting made in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys might be closer to a new head coach. The New York Jets are trying to kidnap a head coach. And Vikings extend a head coach. And Ben Johnson introduced as head coach of the Chicago Bears. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Ryan Day walked away a champion last night. Marcus Freeman said that I'm the loser. Blame me. And then we got coaches in the NFL. Man, I feel like some of them, they might get jobs. They might be losing jobs. Not good. First of all, let's get this out the way. Not much to say or discuss here. Kevin O'Connell, one of the best coaches in the NFL. A former quarterback in the league. Unfortunately, Minnesota Vikings fell to the Los Angeles Rams last week. This man turned Sam Darnold into a viable quarterback in the NFL, a starting quarterback. Now he has to figure out whether or not he wants J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold. You still have Daniel Jones, who's on the team as well. Kevin O'Connell got a contract extension. Good for him. Now he's not going to be a lame duck heading into this season. He said as recently as last week he planned on staying in Minnesota, and now that will certainly be the case. Meanwhile, in the division, earlier today we learned, or yesterday we learned, that Ben Johnson is going to be the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. Today, he had all of his fancy arrivals and social media videos, and this is pretty much easy to understand. Why did he choose the Chicago Bears over the Raiders? Well, proximity, same division. A quarterback with Caleb Williams. Brady Quinn is a genius. This is what he told Fox Sports.
Ben Johnson knows that division better than any other. And he saw value. He saw, you know, maybe as he's looking at his own team saying, well, they're going to lose Aaron. They're going to lose me. You have a window that's closing on a roster that's hard to keep all these guys together. And maybe we've hit the ceiling with Jared Goff. So if I'm going to take an opportunity where I have to face this team twice a year, like, I'm okay with that. Because I've got this quarterback, I've got these other pieces, you know, these defensive pieces. I feel like I could turn this thing around.
Yeah, let me beat up on the team that I just left. Why not? It's like, I coach Jared Goff. I know how ass he is. It's my fault. Or, well, listen, I squeezed the most out of him. Now I'm leaving. Now you'll be a bum again. Possibly. I mean, it was only, yesterday we had Dan Campbell talking to the media. And he was asked about losing Ben Johnson, and then he was asked about potentially losing his defensive coordinator in Aaron Glenn. And this is what the crazy man of the Detroit Lions is what he had to say.
They can't. Can't allow that to happen. That's my job, is to replenish and find the next man up and the guy who's going to give us the best chance to have success on both sides of the ball. So we're not going to allow that to happen. I'm not. Does it hurt to lose those guys? Absolutely. They're a part of what we've been here. I mean, they've been here for 4 years. They're one of the major reasons why we've been able to get to where we've been, man. We came out of the You know, we came out of the dump and got to where we're at. So, man, I will forever be grateful for those guys, and our team will. And is it a loss? Absolutely it'd be a loss. But yet, man, we move forward. This train rolls on, and I'll find the next best guys for us.
Oh, I love how honest he was. They got us out of Hickey. I like how he paused and had to go, oh, can't say that word, the dump. They got us out of the dump.
Yeah, I'm curious what his first thought there was.
I think the first letter, I think it's a dump for human dumping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might have been the word that he was referring to. Oh, but anyway, good luck. Good luck to Ben Johnson, who has a quarterback. And good luck to Aaron Glenn. This man, he was meeting with the New York Jets today. Hickey, I don't know if I should feel happy or sad for him. I'm happy that he's going to get money. He's going to get cash and a raise from the New York Jets. I'm sad that it's the Jets. I just don't see the allure. And I don't care who the Jets coach is, as long as he's not a complete idiot. But they don't have they don't got no quarterback, right? I mean, what does it matter?
They're in limbo right now. It's a weird spot where I just feel like for what they need, like they need someone who knows what they're doing. And right
first
now,
time.
Right. Aaron Glenn, having him be a first-time head coach with a first-time GM, it looks like as well, seems like the deck is already, even before he even takes the job officially, seems like it's stacked against him.
The Jets need to bring back Rex Ryan and have Rob Saleh as his defensive coordinator. That's what they should do. Just go ahead and do that. And you know, while you're at it, since Brian Schottenheimer is out there, former Jets offensive coordinator, when they actually went to a couple of AFC championship games or won with Mark Sanchez, just bring back Martin Schottenheimer. Marty, not Martin, I'm talking about his dad now. Bring in Brian, have him be the OC. This is nuts. And then Aaron Glenn, throughout this process of talking to the teams and maybe the Saints and maybe the Jets, you know, he was asked about this by the media. And he pretty much said, listen, people, yes, I was a defensive back in the NFL. I was a cornerback. Yes, I'm a coach now, defensive coordinator. I am not just some guy who only knows defense. Listen.
Here's the one thing that I would say about myself. I'm a coach. I just happen to be on defense. I understand offense just as well as a number of people. So if you want to hire me, you're going to hire a coach. You're not going to hire a defensive coach. I'm going to talk to the offense just as much as I'm going to talk to the defense.
Okay. Right. None of that leader of men, the CEO type. Man, there are so many of these dumbass cliches in football. Leader of men. Hickey, I didn't forget. We gotta sell that shirt. Leader of men.
Leader of men.
If you saw a guy in that hoodie yesterday at the football game, what would you think? You'd be like, I need to get that hoodie or that guy's weird.
I need to hire that guy. Forget, but that guy is someone I need to hire. Lead, if he's walking around a leader of men sweatshirt, that's what I want, JR.
He might be the Dallas Cowboys now. Well, no. Jerry Jones doesn't want that. He wants a puppet. I am a puppet? Whoa, here we go. New idea. Listen, man. I'm going to make a killing. Where's this stuff at? Da-da-da. Leader of men. We could sell these hoodies right next to each other. Okay, let's see. Okay, that's my grocery list. Oh, Hickey, I'm running out of space here. There we go. Leader of men hoodie. Leader of men. In addition to, I am a puppet. People, do you understand people would buy this?
Oh, I do. No, I'm not kidding. I love the business ideas we have thrown out here over the last few months.
I am a puppet. We can sell it in the village.
A lot of girlfriends will buy that for their boyfriends, I'm sure. I am a puppet.
Listen, I saw a video. This is crazy. I saw a video of a woman parading her husband through the mall with their infant child. She made him wear a sandwich board that said, no, I am a cheater. I've been cheating for 2 years. And this woman screamed in through the whole mall, this man is a cheater. And she made him walk. She made, while she's pushing the kid, She's making a whole scene in the mall just, I guess, to publicly shame her husband.
I hope after that she left him.
I don't think so.
Well, that seems like a problem.
People had comments there. Now I know why he cheated.
Oh, my God.
That's what be. She was publicly shaming this guy, man. Maybe I need to put that on his shirt, too. No. People not wearing that outside, right?
Probably not. I've been not putting that on.
I've been cheating for 2 years. Oh, it's sad. It's a tough life. Anyway, did we miss any losers? Oh, the Jacksonville Jaguars guy, Liam. Is it Liam? He might get that job.
Liam Cohen.
Sad. Now take the money. Because is it that bad? If you're a first-time NFL head coach, you know that you, A, get a raise, you get more notoriety, and it's a good chance that you may get fired. And even if you do get fired, you can go back to doing whatever the hell it was before. Offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. So it's not the worst thing to go out on a limb, even if you got to work for somebody who's a jackass. Or maybe not that smart when it comes down to football decisions. This is kind of crazy. Jacksonville Jaguars play-by-play broadcaster Frank Frangie, he says he thinks Liam Cohen is going to be the Jags' next coach working for Shad Khan.
I said all along, 2-3 weeks ago, I think the day Doug Peterson was fired or maybe the day after, that I thought the next Jaguar coach would be an offensive guy, and I'd be shocked if it wasn't. I thought it was going to be Ben Johnson or Liam Cohen. That's from everything I gained, everything I heard, people with whom I spoke. And I still think that. I think Liam Cohen's going to be their next coach.
All right. Good. He doesn't have to travel far. Tampa to Jacksonville is not all that far. Just go across. But damn. If he can work, I'm not going to say work miracles. Hickey, is Mike Evans going with him?
Probably not.
Okay. All right.
Not good.
I guess if he can do something with Trevor Lawrence, that'll work out just fine. Man, take the money. Just take the money. If I'm Aaron Glenn, no, that's a tough choice. If you had a chance between the Saints and the Jets, who would you choose?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough, right?
Because the Saints are going to rebuild. Like, they got to tear that down before it gets any better.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn, I think he get a chance. At least the food, I mean, the food is good in New York. Food is great in New Orleans, you know?
Food is great in New Orleans. I think you'd have a little bit more patience and a more competent owner.
Well, Gail Benson, whoever, does she even know what's going on?
Which is fine. I think that's even better. Let you do your job. I mean, I'd rather have Gail Benson boss me around than Woody Johnson.
The former, what was he?
Band-Aid Man?
Oh, we know. He's still the Band-Aid Man heir. We know that.
Ambassador?
The ambassador to the United Kingdom, yes.
Yeah, when he's not doing that, he's asking you what Madden rating certain players are. Should we make this trade? I don't know. He's an 88. We could get a 91. I don't know.
He said that's not true, Hickey. He said his son is not encouraging any of that.
Come on. Imagine that. You're going on an interview, and your boss is being accused of his 14-year-old son making player decisions. So you're saying, yeah, that's the job I want. Hire me.
Nah, you got to go to New Orleans. Just don't ask Zion for his advice. don't ask Zion. Oh, my God. There got to be a shred of truth to this. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a lot of truth. What a disaster franchise. And Marco Belletti, if you are Aaron Glenn, I'm running from the New York Jets. Would you go to the Saints instead?
100%. Any other job, basically, other than the Jets. I don't think people realize we're starting to get a little bit of a glimpse. I don't think we truly realize how dysfunctional Woody Johnson and that Jet organization really is. I mean, think about it with this search alone.
What?
They need to find a GM and a coach, right? They've done 16 interviews for head coaches. They're doing it simultaneously with the GM. What the hell are you doing? Well, so who's in charge?
Well, Woody Johnson has two ass cheeks, and he needs one kiss on each side.
The incompetence, it takes to new levels. So you're getting a first-time head coach, and you're picking the GM based on that? What the hell are you doing?
They did have Adam Gase as a coach. Let's remember that.
Oh. I mean, it's never going to change with Woody Johnson calling the shots. It just won't.
Remember Adam Gase's first press conference? He looked like he was possessed. Maybe he was.
I don't know. Maybe, was he hearing Woody Johnson in his ear every 3 seconds? Because apparently Woody's in every meeting, talking about this guy, talking about that guy.
Oh man, I'm not gonna talk about how anybody looks. No, I can't help it. I do it with what's his name. I might as well, Mark Davis. Remember the alien, the alien from Men in Black, the little green one at the end of the movie? Didn't he crash or something like that?
I'm trying to think of which one. I saw the movie, loved the movie.
The first one, he was at Hickey. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
The green one.
There was a little
green. Surprised.
You never saw Men in Black?
No.
No. What a shock.
Boy, Hickey. Hickey, that came out like 96, 97.
Exactly.
You should have seen
why
it
I've
by
never
now.
Seen it.
So what? You've never seen a movie before 2000?
I have seen a few, but not as many as I should.
Men in Black, Tommy Lee Jones. What is that? 1997 it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith?
Mm-hmm. You've never seen not one Men in Black film?
No. Are they good?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Marco.
It's an honest question. I don't know.
Marco, this is the bigger one. Have you seen Independence Day?
You know you're going to say no.
Oh,
there's
that was
no
directed.
Way.
I thought you were asking Marco. No. That was directed to me. No. I have not.
Came out in 96, man. He's not going to see that.
Do you know what it's about, Hickey, Independence Day?
Nope. I mean, fighting for your freedom just based on the name?
Do you know who stars in Independence Day?
No.
Oh, my God. You know who stars in Men in Black?
Will Smith, right?
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, also in Independence Day, too. Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's happened to be probably what biggest movie that set him up and blew his career to another place. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. What's the biggest Will Smith movie you thought you seen?
Oh, you don't want to know the answer to that.
It's a Pursuit of Happiness? I didn't see that movie.
That was good.
That was good.
Okay.
Go ahead. Saw that. Hey, how about that?
Well, go ahead, Hickey, try again. What's the most biggest Will Smith movie you think you've seen?
Probably it. I want it now. I didn't see it, but I'm interested in seeing the movie where he plays Venus and Serena's father. I forget the name of it off the top of my head.
I don't even remember that movie, and I have to help promote it, okay?
Oh, okay. God. It was better than that.
It was fine.
All right, Hickey. All right. Yeah, okay. Sorry. All right. Had no idea what Independence Day is. All right.
Now, I'm still trying to figure out which green alien we're talking about. There's a million aliens in Men in Black.
No, there was that main one at the end of the movie, and it crashed. He was inside of a human.
You talking about the one with the diamonds? Like that little one? The one that...
The little green one.
All right, okay.
He crashed. Remember, he crashed, and he's a little dazed and confused. He crashed because he had an accident.
No, you're losing me. No, I don't.
You said with the diamond. Little
well,
green.
No, yeah, but that was like, it was the guy, and then he winds up dying, and then you open up his head, and it's just a little alien
little
inside.
Kid. Yeah,
and they're talking
green
to him in the, I don't remember being green or not, but they're talking to him in the.
But you remember his eyes were blinking crazy because he was just in an accident. Remember that, right?
Yeah.
That's, he reminded me of Adam Gase. That's what I'm
saying.
All right,
that's fair.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's fair.
Yeah, now I'm got me Googling little green alien at work.
Well, I was going to say, you had a thing for like, what was it, Gizmo? What was it, Gazoo?
Excuse me. He wasn't just
You're all about the little green aliens. I don't know.
Well, I love Marvin the Martian. Well, what other color is an alien going to be?
I don't know. I kind of remembered him being like gray, but... You know,
Marvin the Martian?
No, not Marvin the Martian. The little alien and Men in Black, that were, if we're talking about the same one. When Will Smith basically...
Oh, he's green, bro. I'm looking at him now.
I believe you. The one that I'm in my head, I see him as gray. But you know what? Maybe he's green. I don't know. Love the movie, but I don't think I've seen it in 15 years.
I'm going to... You know what? For everybody... And I was going to say I'm going to text this to you and Hickey. I was going to do that. But then the listeners, I'm going to put this on Twitter.
All right.
I'm going to put the little green alien on Twitter. You can look at it at JR Sport Brief, and I'm just going to say what football coach looks like this. Simple as that. And everybody who's listening to me on the radio will know exactly who I'm referring to, and then we can just go from there. So you guys can look at my social media, and the listeners can too, at JR Sport Brief. I'll put the little green alien on Twitter, and everybody can know about who I'm talking about. Marco, is that fair? Now you can see him in a second, okay?
Totally fair, and yes. Maybe we're thinking about two different ones, or maybe I didn't realize he was green.
Okay, you'll know in a second. I know you're very busy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
January 21st, the year 1979, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they won a championship again. They beat the Dallas Cowboys 35-31, becoming the first team to win three Super Bowl titles. Here are some highlights, including Mr. Terry Bradshaw, who won MVP.
Bradshaw called a pass-run option play. Pursued by the Cowboys and with no room to run, he finally spotted Rocky Blyer in the end zone.
Of the catch that was by Rocky Blyer, huh?
22 seconds on the clock.
The Cowboys' remote chance for victory disappeared into the arms of Rocky Blyer.
It's all over, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have become the first team in the history of the National Football League to win three world championships.
Man, I need more 70s and 80s or retro music in my life, especially from the NFL Films Department. In January 21st, 2007, Lovie Smith becomes the first black NFL head coach to make the Super Bowl as the Bears beat the Saints 39-14 at NFC Championship game. Yeah, man, well, Lovie Smith, that defense was crazy. And then you might remember, on the other side, it was Tony Dungy. We had two black coaches in the Super Bowl. This is what Lovie Smith said to CBS.
I'll say it's about time. Just look for progress in everything, and you have to say progress is being made. Been a long time coming, but times are changing. Another member of Tony's staff, Mike Tomlin, just became the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, And I think it's great. It's a good stage. Of course, everyone will be watching the Super Bowl, and it's good for young black men, other black coaches coming through the ranks to see that there's no limit to what you can do.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Mike Tomlin, now he's older and people are trying to get rid of him. Doesn't matter. Hey, by the way, you might remember the Colts beat them in the Super Bowl. That's what happens when you have Rex Grossman as your quarterback. It sucks. January 21st, 2024. Damn it, that was last year. Tara Vanderveer. She becomes the winningest head coach in all of basketball college history. Okay, this was her 1,200th victory. Excuse me, 1,203rd victory. She had more wins than Coach K. Listen to this, courtesy some CBB.
Breaking news into CBS Sports HQ. History in Palo Alto. Tara Vanderveer has passed Coach K for the most wins ever by a Division I head coach. Eighth-ranked Stanford took down Oregon State 65-56.
Yeah, not CBB. It's college basketball. CBS. Good for her. Must be nice to beat Coach K in something. He quit. Hickey, do you blame him for quitting? Not me. Don't care.
Blame him? No. Do I feel bad for him or like sorry for him that he got quote unquote forced out because of the changes? No, I don't.
Forced out? He left. He didn't get forced out. Come on.
You can argue him, Saban, like everyone said, they're all leaving because of the changes. You could say that they left before they wanted to.
Yeah.
There's another way to say forced out. And that part I don't feel bad for now.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with Belichick. Wait, well, no. Belichick is taking advantage. He did the reverse.
He's diving in. He's buying low, I guess, in his mind, if you will.
Yeah, he got forced out from the NFL, I guess.
True.
Wild stuff. Anyway, thank you all for an amazing show. Congratulations again to Ichiro and Billy Wagner and CeCe Sabathia for going into the Hall of Fame. Thank you to our guest today, Pete Futek, for coming through. Tim May talking some college football and what we just witnessed this past season, what we might see into the future. And I can't wait for tomorrow. Of course, it's Wednesday. We'll be bringing you a new top six list. And then also, let's see if we have any other coaches who have jobs. If it's Aaron Glenn with the New York Jets, I feel bad for the guy already. Let's just put it that way. Thank you to everybody for listening. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you've missed a minute or a second. Hickey, I had to sneeze. Man, I had to be a human for a minute.
Snuck up on you, huh? Those are the worst.
Yeah, man. I'm like, man, I'm at the end of the show. Can I at least finish what the hell I'm saying? Anyway, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in live on your Infinity Sports Network affiliate tomorrow, SiriusXM 375, Smart Speak, all that good stuff. Also, you got a podcast. We have a podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, search the JR Sport Brief Show. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you?
Ryan _ Hickey and the number 3.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Be safe, please. Be warm, please. Be safe again. The weather's crazy outside. Hickey, I'll call you from the emergency room, okay?
Be safe, please.
Yeah, be safe, everybody. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. We'll catch you tomorrow. Don't move on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next.